Slowly look at wrapping around 6 p.m. the show. A Monday Motivation PM Drive. Kaya Sitoli, political economist. Kaya, good afternoon.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners.
So, government saying it will defend South Africa's national trade interests following the US's decision to impose this 30% tariff on our local exports. What's going to happen come Thursday, Kaya?
Well, I think what we expect to see on Thursday is the rollout of the new tariff regime. And what that means is that goods that start their journey toward the United States market beyond the stroke of midnight at that date will then be subject to the 30% tariffs when they arrive in the United States. So goods that are already in transit are still going to be at the current rate of 10%, but beyond the 8th, then the number of 30% kicks in, which obviously affects all of those that currently supply the US market. I don't know if they'll be able to maintain the same volumes and the same trade pipelines that they've been doing with that market. So it's a point of reckoning for all of them to try and figure out what to do.
Are we at the point, Kaya, coming Thursday, would it be classified perhaps as all a little bit too late for South Africa?
Well, it's been late for a few weeks now, because I think it's been quite obvious for a few weeks that a deal was just simply not going to happen on the basis that the United States was not even responding to whatever South Africa was putting on the table. So I think the expectation has been that we probably aren't going to get a deal. So the hope was that there'd either be an extension to the negotiation period, or the answer would come back and say something closer to 10% rather than the 34% that was initially mooted. So we've moved from 34% to 30%, but that's clearly not good.
Exploring other avenues, other markets, South America, Africa, and enhancing our ties with China. It all sounds very good, but have we, China perhaps aside, maybe Africa, maybe South America, we know we do have an established a relationship with the People's Republic of China, but now with government talking about alternative markets and then enhancing our trade relations continentally and even looking at across the Atlantic to South America. Those would be good options, yes, but some work would have been required in advance already for a couple of years, isn't it, Kaya?
Well, the problem is that it's not that those markets aren't currently being serviced. So South Africa already services those markets. So in fact, only 7.5% of our exports go to the United States. So the other 92% is already servicing those other alternative markets. The question that seems to be being teased here is the question of whether those markets that we already service can then start increasing the volumes of what they buy from South Africa. And that's obviously a question of whether they have an appetite to buy more. And if they don't have the appetite to buy more, well, then it's probably not a conversation that goes very far. So that's the first problem. The second problem is that even within that 92.5% dimension, those companies that are actually going to suffer from this tariff regime are the ones that have created products dedicated to the United States market. So if you created something, let's just use a very simple example. If you created something that services a country where the cars are driven on the left-hand side of the road, and then suddenly somebody says, well, go and try and supply a market that sort of works on the right-hand side of the road, it requires you to be able to figure out whether you're in a position to create those vehicles that service that market, how long it'll take you to be able to change everything that you do in order to adapt to that, and whether there's actually an appetite in that market for additional cars, because it's not like these markets are currently claiming a particular deficit. These are markets that are being serviced in one way or another. So the question of whether they're going to have additional capacity to absorb these South African goods is the unknown one here.
For a while, South Africa has been saying, our government here specifically, has been saying that it has been making strides to address the long-standing bilateral issues of concern for both sides in ways that would move the trade relations forward between South Africa and the United States. So even with these efforts, over an extensive period, the United States still opted and still decided, Kaya, to impose a 30% unilateral tariff on South Africa. Very unfortunate that we were talking about government's efforts in, you know, wanting to reset relations with the United States. But then some have argued, could these actors working in the shadows, could they not have perhaps contributed towards the ties between South Africa and the United States worsening? And could they not have played a part in this 30% tariff hike, Kaya?
Well, South Africa's first problem is the fact that it's operating from a dark canvas. What that means is that we think we're solving an economic problem, but clearly the inputs into Donald Trump's decision-making transcend the economic problem. So it's all well and good that the DTIC says that these are the numbers that we're putting in place, these are the deals that we're putting together, but the DTIC is not in a position to answer the questions that have not even been asked. And these are the questions around what Trump really wants, the questions around what Trump wants South Africa to do differently towards its geopolitical orientation. It's not a question for the DTIC to solve, and it's also a question that wasn't even put to them. We all know that the question exists, but we sort of don't know how to address the question. So the president went to the White House, he tried to address it, clearly that didn't work out. So it's very difficult to be a South African negotiator when you actually don't even get told what it is that you're negotiating on. So the issue here is that every country had a 90-day window period in which to put together some framework or some proposal. And clearly none of the countries could do so within the 90-day period simply because it's impractical to do so. And what that means is that ultimately the Trump administration was still going to come up with what is still very random and arbitrary numbers that have nothing to do with the science of trade as it currently exists or also the proposals that have been put together. So it's simply a matter of Trump wants his way and Trump is going to get his way. And unfortunately, Trump gets to decide the number that amounts to his way. So it's one of those very difficult periods when even the best deal out there was not guaranteed to get us anywhere, and the fact that we can't even get a response to the proposal that we put together indicates that we really are dealing with a series of unknown variables that absolutely no one can predict.
So where we stand, Kaya, Thursday coming looms large for the country, and with sometime within the next 3 days, the United States has clearly not paid any attention, the Trump administration that is, to any negotiations that South Africa has put forth. What is the likelihood of them listening even now within the next 3 days? Slim to none.
Zero, because the fact of the problem statement here is that South Africa's exports to the United States are completely minuscule numbers for the United States market is concerned. So, in fact, I think the number that DTIC quoted is that we only make up 0.25% of what the U.S. imports. So the U.S. doesn't even have to notice whether we supply them goods or not. We are the smallest number that you can imagine. So in the hierarchy of the deals that they want to sort of get across the line, they would obviously go for the deals where the greatest volumes are coming from and the greatest trade values are coming from. Because if they are going to be raising tariff revenue from imports, their focus is going to be on the countries that send them the greatest number of goods, the greatest value of goods. And South Africa is clearly nowhere close to that. So the question of prioritization is a big problem statement. And obviously, eventually, we hope that they do get to dealing with the South African proposal. And when they do, we might get a response. But again, it seems like it doesn't matter what the bureaucrats do behind the scenes, because ultimately it's Donald Trump's call and exclusively his. So for as long as he contemplates his own reservations about South Africa and its orientation with the economic question, then we've got to get an answer that's a combination of those two. We may do very well on addressing the economic question, but if we cannot answer the geopolitical question to his liking, then we still end up with a number that makes no sense anyway.
Someone sent us a WhatsApp quickly now to the WhatsApp line 3555 asking just a layperson's question. When I import, I pay import taxes. Which U.S. companies are importing South African products? And should Trump not be increasing those taxes? And then also asking, should South Africa not increase the cost of its products of America importing from us?
No. So what happens here is that if you sell goods to the U.S. market, when they arrive that side, it is that import duty or the tariff that gets added onto the price of those goods, which means that when Americans then have to buy it, they buy it including that particular additional tariff, or some people may simply call it an import duty. It is those tariffs that Donald Trump has increased, which means that these goods are going to be more expensive for U.S. customers to buy. And U.S. customers are simply going to say, well, we no longer buy them because they're simply much more expensive. If the U.S. customers say that we're no longer interested in buying your goods because they're much more expensive, then those goods, then you cannot send the same volumes that you're sending before. So that's why it becomes a South African problem. The question of why we can't do what they do is, again, South Africa is not in the habit of trying to, you know, a slice of its nose in order to spite its face, or whatever that phrase is. We understand that tariffs are undesirable. Everybody else in the world understands that tariffs are undesirable, except for Donald Trump. So we are not going to enter into a war that we know ultimately creates one type of casualty, and that would be the South African consumer. So that's the approach that South Africa has taken.
In conclusion, Kayak, Treasury has made reference to, you know, a buffer, some stimulus packages, but that's kind of the band-aid. It's a gaping wound. That's not going to meet our long-term requirements. That essentially will maybe assist us from what perspective? Save a few thousand jobs for how long? That's not a long-term.
Yeah, if there is a support mechanism for businesses that currently supply the United States market, it will be a short-term intervention, because ultimately the only way that those companies can maintain the same number of jobs is if they are able to produce the same amount of goods and sell them to someone. So even if the government says we're going to offer you support by covering the wages of these workers, the question that actually has to be asked is who's going to buy those goods and services?